Warning, the Not Real Art Podcast is intended for creative audiences only. The Not Real Art Podcast celebrates creativity and creative culture worldwide. It contains material that is fresh, fun and inspiring and is not suitable for boring old art snobs. Now, let's get started and enjoy the show. Oh, 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 oh.
Greetings and salutations, my creative brothers and sisters. Welcome to Not Real Art, the podcast where we talk to the world's most creative people. I am your host, faithful, trusty, loyal, tireless, relentless host, Sourdough, coming at you from Crew West Studio in Los Angeles. How are you, people? Thanks for showing up. We appreciate you so much. We do this for you. It's all about you. And we love your loyalty and love your love and appreciate you for being here. Thank you for coming through yet again for another fantastic episode of the Not Real Art Podcast. Now, this one is a little different. As you know, a couple times a month now, we rerun or replay episodes from the past. Fun, interesting episodes from our history here at Not Real Art. We're now in our, 260-something episode. And so, you know, that's over 260 hours of conversation with amazing artists talking about amazing things. And so we thought that we'd go back into the crates, back into the archives, and dig out some gems from years past to celebrate conversations that we've had and do a bit of a replay, a little rerun from our history. So today we have a historic episode from Not Real Art. This episode that we're going to play for you is one of a kind, in part because it is our very first episode. Yes, today we're going to play for shits and giggles the episode numero uno. The very first episode that we recorded, and I say we because back in those days, it wasn't just me, but it was also my partner in crime, the one and only Man One, friend of the show, business partner here in Not Real Art. You know, Not Real Art started with him and I sitting down and chopping it up and solving all the world's problems and talking to other creatives. We did that, I don't know, for the first 50, 60, maybe 70 episodes until life in the universe shifted around and threw some curveballs and Man One needed to kind of step back. And I sort of took over the mic here. And so the other day when I was thinking about what rerun, what old episode we should replay, I thought, I wonder about going way, way back to our very first episode. And I listened to it and it just cracked me up because, of course, it's a mess. It is completely amateurish. It sounds amateurish, but you know what? It may be the most fun episode because I remember how fun it was that day for Man One and I to set up and record our first episode. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. We were complete amateurs, but we had so much fun. And it was just pure and innocent. And you probably hear it in the tone and the manner of the show. But I just thought it'd be fun to go back and you can hear us working it out and making it up as we go on our first episode of the Not Real Art Show. So without further ado, let's get into this conversation that Man One and I had 260 some episodes ago, 5 years ago, because it was probably 2018, 2019 when we did this. And it is hilarious. So hope you enjoy it. Blast from the past. Here we go. Episode numero uno of the Not Real Art Podcast featuring yours truly and the one and only Man One. Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So
be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
All right, man. One, how you feeling today?
Good, good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm just, you know, another great day in LA.
It is sunny. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You know, you get to enjoy it while you're driving in traffic. So
yeah, traffic. Yeah. It ain't getting better anytime soon.
No, it's getting much better every day.
But Elon Musk is going to save us.
Someone's going to save us, you know?
Yeah, meteorite.
Yeah.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a meteorite coming coming for your face.
Well, I heard today that the old guy from the Dodgers, the old owner,
okay,
whatever his name was, I'm blanking on his name right now.
But John Doe.
He's proposing to the city that they build from Union Station to Dodger Stadium, those, like, what did he say, like a gondola or something?
Oh, like a tram, like aerial tram, like or
aerial
something?
Aerial tram.
Wow.
You know, to connect it.
Hey, you know what? It's an idea.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it.
Yeah, he thought of it because he owns the parking lot. Wants more
land. Right, exactly. Of course. Of course, you know. Perverse incentives.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, we got to do something. I've given up on the flying car. It's not happening in my lifetime.
You don't think so?
You know, is it going to get past the regulators? I mean, at the end of the day, really.
By now, it might. Uh-huh. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next 3 years.
I do. You know what? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how sedentary my life has become.
Yeah.
You know, sitting on my ass at work, sitting on my ass in the car, driving.
Yeah.
You know.
And you decided to do a podcast, sit on your ass some more.
Yeah. Why are we even doing this? I mean, the last thing the world needs is another podcast. Why are we doing a podcast?
I think because it's easier than just talking about it over the phone for hours and hours and no one else listening to us. So maybe eventually someone will listen to us.
Well, you know, I'll always listen to you.
Well, I know that's the problem.
Yeah. At the very least, we have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's like the last thing the world needs is another podcast. The last thing that anybody has time for is another podcast. And here we are, podcasting.
Yeah. Well, that's when we do it, when we don't need it anymore.
Well, you know, I just think it says something about our stubbornness and our tenacity and our resilience to, you know, fight through and break out and
yeah,
show people how it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's if you don't like what's out there, you know, show them how it's done. If you don't know how the hell, what the hell you're doing, who cares? Just do it anyways.
I know I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You know, it's like, it's cool though, right? We got some nice equipment.
Dude, it looks official.
It looks official.
It actually looks like we know what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let the audience be the judge of whether or not they enjoy it. But yeah, it's fun. Listen, I mean, it was funny when I bought the gear at Guitar Center. I use the family credit card and my wife gets these pings, you know.
Right.
And like 10 seconds, it felt like later.
Yeah.
She texts me, why is there a charge from Guitar Center?
Right.
She's like, you don't play.
You're like, I'm going to be a rock star.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a podcaster. Don't worry, all of our financial problems are solved.
You know, the lucrative podcasting world.
Yeah, you know, when you and I were talking about doing this, you know, for better or worse, we talked about how we might do something a little bit different, a little bit easier for people to consume, to enjoy, to inhale. And, you know, I think we talked a little bit about keeping these shorter, right? So, you know, 15-minute kind of segments. I wonder how that's going to go.
We're going to be like an hour and
15
minutes.
We're already at 12 minutes.
Before we say anything. Yeah. It's not going to work. I think that's the thing of a podcast is like no one's telling you to shut up. No one's cutting you off. So, hey, just keep talking. And my wife says I love to talk.
You do love to talk.
Yeah.
You're good at it. You're a good talker.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how I'll do it in a podcast situation, but according to my wife, I love to talk.
Well, I second that motion. But yeah, I was like, well, you know, if we could figure out a way to record these little golden nuggets, bite-sized morsels, you know, we'd be more pod than podcast at 15 minutes. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's lots to talk about.
We can always edit.
you know, we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post.
You know, that's what everybody, that's what the pros do.
Yeah. You ever seen reality TV?
I live it every day.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the first show I was on. The guy told me, if you don't do a take 15 times, it's not reality. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, what I appreciate about our gumption to jump into this world of podcasting is that we're just letting it out. Like, this is authentic and raw. Like, we're not trying to be, the last thing I want to be in my life is a professional podcaster.
Well, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest, because I showed up thinking you're going to have some notes, thinking you were going to have some kind of, you know, timeline or something, you know, some kind of organization. And I mean, I was impressed by the
setup,
know, the couches. Yeah. It's a good feel.
Right.
But beyond that, I was actually expecting a little bit more professionalism from you. So I'm feeling a little let down, to be honest.
Well, you know, I would have thought you knew me better than that, but clearly I can still disappoint, which is good. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because now that I'm looking across the office and I see my notes, they're on my desk about 10 feet away. So
yeah, that's where they should be. And my camera, I brought my GoPro so we could record this, and it's in my bag.
Right. Exactly.
So we're getting off to a great start.
Well, you know, we're knocking the corners off, as they say.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I feel like there's nothing better than just to jump in, you know?
Sure.
Time isn't on our side anymore.
Right.
I'll be 48 next month, and I don't have time to waste, man.
Well, that's right. It's my birthday next month,
too. Your birthday is, that's right. And actually,
Taurus
is before mine. Yes, that's right. Because yours is May 1st.
May 1st. I'll be 47.
47 on May 15th. I'll be 48.
There you go.
So, boy, are we relevant.
That's why we're doing this.
Right. Because we have our finger on the pulse.
The finger on the pulse of death.
The cold fingers. Although I'm looking forward to the sleep, quite frankly. I need the rest. I'm just perpetually exhausted. I look forward to the nap.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know why, but well, I guess that's why. I've never thought about death more than I have in the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Different reasons, obviously, that maybe we'll get into at some point, or that, you know, you may know about, but the listeners may not know about. But it's a crazy thing, right? That like you start thinking about like what's going to happen when I die, what's going to happen to, like, for example, every day I think, what if I died right now? What's going to happen to my studio? Like, all the shit in there. Who's going to go in there and steal all my shit?
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
But you have a key, so that's fine.
Well, not technically stealing when you have a key.
Yeah, you have a key, so it's not stealing. But, like, what's going to happen to all my stuff? What, you know, like, it's a trip. And I never, 40 years plus, thought of anything like that. And All of a sudden now it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, what happens?
You know what I'm worried about?
Yeah.
Is my browser history.
Oh. You don't clean it every night?
Who's going to clear my browser?
Yeah. Well, that's, you got to leave some kind of fun nuggets for people. You know, you got to stay relevant.
I got to have somebody come in and clean out all my contraband.
The tank team.
Right. Well, my own personal tank team. What a name.
Yeah.
How do people come up with names like that with a serious face? Like,
yes,
let's call it a tank team. Yes, we'll be a tank team. How is that taken seriously?
And how do you go home and say, I work for the tank team?
You know what?
I'm on the tank team.
I guarantee you that person went to Harvard.
Yeah, probably. The lead tainter.
The chief tainter.
Yeah.
Chief tainter. Chief CTO. Chief taint officer.
Yeah, that guy is, he's living the dream.
Oh, my God. So, you know who loves our podcast already, right?
No, I don't know.
Surrey.
Oh, yeah.
Surrey's a huge fan.
I thought it was Siri.
Is it Siri? Surrey? Yeah.
Surrey? Maybe
It's Miss Surrey if you're nasty.
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Alexa.
Slut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was thrilled to hear that she's such a fan. You know, she did that plug for us. And
Right. You know. That's true.
But our attempt at podcasting is, it's called Not Real Art.
Yeah.
Not Real Art. What does that even mean?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty obvious that we're in the world of not real art, you know, because we're making not real money.
Yeah. There's a direct correlation between the more money you make, the less art, the less artful it is.
There's some kind of correlation. I don't know what it is.
Or is that as in a direct correlation, obstacle, whatever, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about making not real art as opposed to real art.
What do you want to make?
I want to make real money. So whatever path it takes to make real money.
Right.
You know, maybe it's a little bit of not real. Maybe it's a little bit of real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Not real money.
Not real money. Yeah. Well,
but it is.
Yeah.
But it isn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we live in a time that feels very unreal on many levels. So,
yeah,
you know, not real art. The podcast feels appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get very suspicious when people start labeling things, you know.
Right.
Oh, that's real or that's authentic or that's, you know, it's like, well, you know.
Well, you know, oh my God, that's going to open up a bunch of can of worms there. Because being a graffiti artist my whole life, you know.
Wait, you're a graffiti artist?
Yeah. Not real graffiti artist.
Yeah, not a real graffiti artist.
Yeah, because I don't paint illegally on the streets.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're not tagging anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So since I'm not bombing, I guess I'm not a real graffiti artist.
I knew it. Imposter.
Yeah. But, you know, growing up as a graffiti artist, it's like you called people out, right? Because there was biters and people who were, you know, jacking your shit. So you had to call them out, you know? And so all of a sudden, like, you know, so many years later, now to just be dealing in a world where people don't want to call out people or, you know, afraid to call out people or you get blamed for calling out people. It's a weird thing, you know, because it's like there used to be this authenticity. There used to be this
integrity.
Integrity, honor. You know, and now it's all out the window and doesn't matter anymore. You know, to an extent.
Yeah. Well, because you're talking about culture at the end of the day, right? The culture of right. the scene, the culture of graph, and it's a powerful thing, right?
Right.
And feels like on a certain level, I'm speaking broadly now, but it feels like, you know, kids these days, you know, are, they don't really care about the history
right.
of things.
Nope.
Quite like they should or could.
No, because history to them is, you know, what happened a few hours ago on
Instagram.
On Instagram, or a few seconds ago on Snapchat. Right. You know, which I don't even know what that is because I don't have Snapchat because I refuse to get Snapchat.
I downloaded it and then I looked at it and I promptly disregarded it.
You know, it's just like, but that's the history now. You know, it's like, how long does the thing stay in the news cycle? You
right.
know? And what is the news cycle? Is it Twitter? Is it
the fake news cycle?
Oh, you know, the not real news.
Not real news. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I, coming from a oral tradition of graffiti, it's like there was a history. There was, you know, you had to do it a certain way and you had to learn the ropes and you had to earn your props, you know. And nowadays it's just like, ah, just do whatever the hell you want. And, you know, that's all good, you know. So it's kind of sad. But, you know, who knows? Maybe that's the future.
Well, you know, what do you know? You're an old guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm you're going to be dead soon.
I mean, I think probably most of this podcast is going to be old hating guy.
On grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man right. on the new generation.
Right, right.
You know, so. Because
we know best.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Right, right. So, you know, that's probably what it's going to end up being.
All right. Well, tell you what, we're going to leave it at that because we are at 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And let's just wrap it up. We'll let people tune into the next episode to hear what we're talking about next. We'll tune in later. All right.
Sounds good.
Late.
Thanks for listening to the Not Real Art Podcast. Please make sure to like this episode, write a review, and share with your friends on social. Also, remember to subscribe so you get all of our new episodes. Not Real Art is produced by Crew West Studios in Los Angeles. Our theme music was created by Ricky Peugeot and Desi DeLauro from the band Parlor Social. Not Real Art is created by We Edit Podcasts and hosted by Captivate. Thanks again for listening to Not Real Art. We'll be back soon with another inspiring episode celebrating creative culture and the artists who make it.